Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Thursday, Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com with our brand new streaming computer and the way they figured out that, oh, you have to hook it to that server? Not my guys here. Not my pros from Dover here. It was my IT professional who did all this, and he goes, I'm not going to tell you everything he said, but one of the words was, darn. And and you can get in our chat room right here at KCNR1460.com. It's the 25th of March. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Why does my clock out here say 7:02?
I don't know, because it's 7:06.
It's 7:06. Somebody has messed with my clock here, and they've messed with it during last night. Who was in here last night?
I don't think there was no live show, so.
Oh, so somebody must have messed with it during the day.
Or maybe the clock maybe
they turned the power off for a couple minutes. Yeah. Anyway, it's 7:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to us by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there.
It is 50 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 65 and a low of 42 and a little bit windy, but sunny. And on Friday, sunny and a high of 74 and a low of 47. On Saturday, a high of 79, a low of 48. And on Sunday, a high of 78 and a low of 47. Monday, a high of 65. And a low of 41, but it's going to be sunny and warm and a little bit windy for the whole entire next week. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And if you'd like to talk to us this morning, you can give us a call at 605-4567.
Okay, did you hear me going dink, dink, dink?
I see him setting the clock. It's now 7:07, and everybody, time is perfect as we go forward.
You know, jury duty is an important duty that we all should do.
I was actually on standby all of last week and didn't get called, so I'm good for a year. But I agree with you.
Well, you know, I was supposed to call, what's today, Thursday? I was supposed to call Tuesday night. I had it all. I had it on my calendars, had it on everything. And then,
didn't call.
I didn't call. So... So I called last night and gave my number. And they said, you know, goes into that thing. He comes back and he says, oh, well, thank you for calling. But you are so far back. They don't say that exactly.
Yeah.
Your number, thank you for calling. You've done your duty. You're clear for another year. I have never yet made it, even to being able to sit there in a group of people, to be in the jury pool. Never even made it to the jury pool.
Well, and you know, interestingly enough, I have, and I always think it was, everybody says, well, they'd never let you serve, certainly during the time that I was a sitting county supervisor. And I actually made it to a trial, got into the jury box, and when they started asking the question, do you know anybody in the room? And I said, well, actually, the only person in the room that I don't know, it was a drunk driving case, is the defendant. I know the person he ran into. I know the judge. I know the plaintiff's attorney. I know the district attorney. I know everybody in the room. And Judge McKeachin, I'll never forget, he said, well, then you should be totally impartial because you know everybody, so you shouldn't have any. And he sat me on the jury, and I sat on it.
Well, I think that's great. You know, I've never sat on a jury. I have testified many times and for a variety of reasons. Never for myself or against myself. But I've never been on a jury. I'd love to be on a jury. Mm. I'd love to be on a jury. Not the grand jury. And I'll tell you why. You ever been on a grand jury?
No, I have not. And I wouldn't know. That's a big commitment.
It's a big commitment, first of all. And if, you know, like And so how does a business person, you know, if he's got a business that requires him to be there, how does he do that? On the other hand, I guess if you had a kind of business that you could kind of make your own hours, you might be able to do that.
And a lot of the people who serve are retired, and or don't have that kind of a commitment or have their own businesses.
Or they're, and I don't mean this bad, but they could be spouses who are, and you know, a spouse could be male or female, or anyway, that has time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the other thing that kind of. They come out with some really, really great stuff. And then they present it, how the city or the county, there's some big questions here. You know, and what about this? What about that? I mean, they just don't pull this out of their ear and say, oh, this just, you know, here's our finding. No, they research it. And then it goes to the city and county. And what I've seen in the two big instances where the city and county disagree with their findings. And that's it.
Well,
it just goes away.
Well, it kind of is, and here's the problem, because they go out there and they look through a different glass or a different prism than the board or the city council is looking at it.
Through the board personnel, staff, and the city staff,
or whatever. But the reality is, they come up with solutions that the county or the city have not necessarily thought of. But with the grand jury, money is no object. Funding is no object. I mean, they make a recommendation and they say this would solve the problem. A lot of times they're probably accurate. Problem is there's no money to do it.
And
that's 90% of the time.
Well, of the findings that they make. I would agree with that, except on the ones that I saw and they were talking, and now I'm going to have to go back and look it up. But it didn't really have anything to do with money.
It had
to do with the decisions they made. And the answer was, we do not agree with their findings.
Yeah.
And when they don't agree with their findings, that's it.
That's right.
All that work you've done, we don't agree with your findings.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. I mean, so.
Because any recommendation of the grand jury is non-binding. The only requirement is that you answer them.
And it's not a criminal grand jury either.
It can be, but it's not.
Has it ever been?
Actually, I think one time I remember, and I forget which the district attorney it was, actually impaneled them for a criminal case back in the 80s or early 90s. And I've forgotten the circumstances now. Mm-hmm. But it can be, but it generally isn't.
Yeah. So.
And it is. I mean, that's.
I think it's a great
requirement.
Duty.
The requirement is. That a response must be filed by every agency that is targeted, and it's not always the board or the sheriff's department, the jail, the fire departments, nonprofits. It can be anything within the community that they decide to study. One of the problems with the grand jury is and the makeup, and I'll probably get some feedback on this, but an awful lot of the time, the people who serve on the grand jury choose to serve because they've got an axe to grind with a specific agency and or issue. And they get on there and they're like, okay, I'm going to solve this because this is my opinion of this particular thing. Maybe a fire department they had a run in with. It may be a department head they had a run in with. Something that they've got. And sometimes they, you know, their mind's already made up. Doesn't matter what the findings are. And
well,
so
I absolutely agree with you on that because I talked to a couple people. I know, you know, people in the grand jury. People that I trust and hard work, you know what, I know would work fairly in all this. They said they had gone through one for 6 months and then they found out that one of the members of that segment of the jury, because they break into different units, different cohorts there and go out. They found out that one of them had a dog in the fight.
Yeah.
Everything they had done for that whole 4 or 5 months of work went right down the drain.
You know, and the
went
other...
down the drain. And they ask everybody before it starts, has anybody got any blah, blah, blah? Well, one guy lied.
Yeah.
Guy lied.
The other problem from time to time that has arisen over the years, and I was pretty involved in that process for a lot of times, is it is adamant, it is absolutely adamantly important that they not talk about what they're doing. That they not leak evidence. And unfortunately, on too many occasions, discussions from in the grand jury get back to communities, people in the community, and this is the instances I'm aware of had specifically to do to various fire departments or community organizations. And someone on the grand jury would be talking to members of those departments, or I remember one was a funeral district. And this can get really, really messy when you got inside information going out to locals, and then that gets spread through the community.
Oh, yeah.
And nothing was ever, what made me angry about it was nothing was ever done about it. And I know that the people in charge were aware that they had people on the grand jury who were not, and I'm not saying, you know, this is not everybody certainly, but those occasions have happened, and that is so destructive when that happens in a community.
It does, and because it's so important. Because the grand jury is, I mean, these are people in panel to make some real big decisions. And the thing is, you want the best people on the grand jury.
And 99% of them are.
But what it does is, though, because it gets published, it lets people read about it. And mm-hmm. let's just face it, if it's really something egregious, and the city or the county go, well, we just don't agree with you. Whoa, why don't you agree? Well, they don't have, the one I saw was their facts and figures do not match ours. Well, why?
Yeah.
Why don't they? Well, we got to take a break, and Nick, hang on to the other side, and you get to make a phone call, or you get to talk to us. We get to hear Nick's dulcet tones after this. But, sleep number. Did I tell you that Linda and I went down to the store?
Yes.
And, I mean, it was this guy Steve down at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Wow, what a fountain of information this young man is! Because we're looking for a new bed, we're going for that 360 smart bed. And one of the things that we were concerned about is because what it does is adjust to you to keep your keep those pressure points down as you move, everybody moves through the night. I mean, the other night I woke up and my pillowcase was off. I woke up, I think it was yesterday
morning.
Oh,
your number's wrong.
Wait a minute. What happened here? I was sleeping, but my pillowcase got ripped off during the night, and I accused Linda of it, and she just rolled over and snorted or something. I don't know. She goes, no. So, but this one adjusts you as the 360 mm-hmm. smart bed, and that's what we're going for. And we're also getting the one that it used to be the whole bed would be divided. Now it's just the top third, so you can bring up the bed while if you're reading. And then the bottom part of the bed comes up, so you're like in that zero gravity thing where your back, there's no pressure on your back at all.
Huh.
Oh man, I know they have got so many great beds there, and then all the little accoutrements they have.
The heat and temperature control
on the foot, on the feet where your feet are, it warms up. Mm. So it's supposed to help you go to sleep at night.
Mm.
Now, that's for Linda. For me, that means my feet come immediately out of underneath the covers because, guys have hot feet. Have you ever noticed that?
I have.
Guys have hot feet. We've got at least one foot out. You can be perfectly comfortable in your bed. Everything is perfect, and one foot's out.
And my feet have got to be covered.
Yeah, well.
Even in the summer, I can have the rest. I can have nothing over the rest of my body, but my feet have got to be covered for me to go to sleep.
My sleep number setting last night was 55. You've got a sleep number, and you've had a sleep number for
20 years.
20 years.
Yeah. And
still
and
working great.
It's still working great. I had to replace the control about 10 years ago. But they did that and gave me a discount because I was a customer. I was impressed because they remembered that even I had purchased the bed sometime before that in Sacramento before we had a store up here.
And they, they guaranteed
they still had you in the computer.
Uh-huh.
And,
wow.
Great service and, mm-hmm. I love my bed. My sleep number is pretty consistently 55.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? And once you get it, but it doesn't mean you can't change it.
Right.
Now, the thing about it is that they make these things. When you order it, they make it then. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're sitting on a shelf someplace. They make it. So, and then they ship it to you, and they pick up your old bed if that's what you want, and take it away. But right now, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Introducing the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed Queen for only $14.99. Only at Sleep Number stores down in the Target Shopping Center, and that's where you go. Don't buy it online. Just go down there, talk to the people. Steve or any of the people down there are very, very knowledgeable. And buy yourself a Sleep Number bed. You won't be sorry. 7:19 in the morning. We'll be right back.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong with chains upon my feet. You know that ghost.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now the new Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed is only $14.99, plus special financing, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper, and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. Hey, SST Oil wants you to start thinking about it. Fire season is coming. We may never, ever be out of fire season up here in Northern California, but it's coming. Do you have defensible space around your home? Do you have all your important papers, your medical, your meds, all those things that you're going to need if you have to leave the house? Are you prepared to do that? It's time to start thinking about putting all that stuff together so that when you leave that you can get out of that house quick if the worst happens. But SST Oil wants you to be prepared. They are on the front lines with our firefighters. They provide the gas, diesel, and the jet fuel for all those tankers out there. They're constantly moving 24 hours a day. SST Oil. Remembering our past and looking for the future. They're always looking for some good people to work there. Give them a call at 241-1167. Okay, Nick.
Nick.
Hey, I'll be quick. I'd like to reserve the opportunity to ask Erin Reisner a question. I've got a really good one for her. There's a headline that just came across the news just, you know, moments ago. The progressives and liberals are suing. They're doing a class action lawsuit against education for, they're suing them for malpractice.
Suing who?
They're suing the Department of Education.
Liberals are?
The liberals are?
Yeah, if you want to sign up, ask your guest, Christian Gardner. I'm sure he'll know about it. He can tell us about it on his new show. That being said, I called about the grand jury.
Yes.
You remember Tim Pappas? He was a public defender?
Yes.
Yes.
His wife applied for the grand jury, and she had a lawsuit against him because they let her know, I don't know if they emailed her or called her, that she was selected on the grand jury the night before they were supposed to make the selections. So there's a lot of politicalization going on with the grand jury in the selection process. I never heard how that turned out, but it sure makes you wonder.
Interesting.
Okay.
I'll let you go.
Thank
you.
Great.
Oh, bye. I'll call back for Erin. Thanks.
Thanks.
Hey, did you hear what the Ninth Circuit Court did?
Here it is.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals after a ruling by three of them, they concluded that the Second Amendment does not guarantee the right to carry firearms outside your home.
Yes.
Americans have no right to carry guns in public. A divided,
either concealed or in.
Well, that's the part. I think that's it. If your county says it's okay to carry concealed in your county, it's supposedly, you know, well, not supposed to, but it is. My concealed carry permit is good for the whole state.
Yes.
It's San Francisco, San Diego, yes. La Jolla, any of those places. My right to carry is there. They're saying that there is no right to carry guns openly in public, nor is any right within the scope of the Second Amendment. It was a 7-4 decision. Looking back on 700 years of legal history dating back to 14th century England, they said there is overwhelming evidence that the law has never given people an unfettered right to carry weapons in public spaces. Now, you know, it was brought by a guy in Hawaii that tried to get a concealed carry, and it's impossible to get a concealed carry in Hawaii. So he had, okay, fine, then let me openly carry. And they denied him that. And he said, well, now you've made it so it's impossible for me to protect myself. Well, in Hawaii, you've got to show reason why your life is continually in danger to be able to get that. The three judge panel said that's unconstitutional. Well, now the 11 judge panel said no, it's not. So that will
definitely be appealed, and we'll actually see if the Supreme Court of
it's got to
be appealed, and so now we'll actually see whether the Supreme Court is as conservative as we hoped it was Trump was making those. Appointments.
Now, let's just see how silly this is, because it says here that the Second Amendment did not contradict the fundamental principle that the government assumes primary responsibility for defending persons who enter our public spaces. Now, we already know the police have said they cannot be there. I mean, this has been gone all the way up to the Supreme Court.
They cannot
be held liable if they're not there. So if they can't be held liable for not being there, and you're telling us we can't be armed to protect ourselves, it is open season for bad guys. I mean, this has got to be, you know, this has got to go straight to the Supreme Court, and they've got to slap it down. And what they've got to say once and for all is that Americans under the Second Amendment have the right to carry firearms for protection of person and property.
They have to affirm that the Second Amendment means what it says. And it says we have the right to keep and bear arms. And they have to affirm that that's what it means.
Well, they writing for the dissent, the U.S. Circuit George Diarmuid O'Scanlan, sounds like a good Irish name, said the majority failed to properly interpret the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on the district of 2008's District Columbia versus Heller, which overturned Washington, D.C.'s total ban on handguns and a requirement that you keep them all locked up. The Second Amendment's text, history, instruction, the Supreme Court's reasoning is Heller, all points squarely to the same conclusion. Armed self-defense in public is the very core of our Second Amendment right.
That's right. Right.
So.
And in while that's hanging around in the courts, I'll continue to carry on a regular basis because that's my right.
Okay, now the other side said Heller found that the pre-existing right to keep and bear arms is not a right to carry any weapon whatsoever in any manner whatsoever and for whatever purpose. Well, you know, what they're trying to do is give, and this, by the way, covers the states of California, Hawaii, Oregon, Washington, Montana, Wyoming. Come on. Yeah. I mean, you know, in Utah and all those
states. Night Circus.
It's, you know, you actually thought if Trump had had one more term.
He was getting close because he had replaced a bunch of those people on the Night Circus. And he was getting close. He needed a couple more vacancies and he had it.
In a concurring dissent, U.S. Circuit Judge Ryan Nelson, a Donald Trump appointee, argued the panel should have remanded the case back to the district court to determine if Young could plausibly allege Hawaii's laws have been applied in an unconstitutional manner. And the failure to do so would have widespread consequences for people suing to protect their constitutional rights. Anyway, this whole thing is, this is a huge ruling, but it's good. I'm glad. I'm glad you did that. And they'll put it, somebody will, you know, say that it's, you know, it's going to be immediately appealed to the Supreme Court. And here is the Supreme Court's chance for those justices to get together finally and say, you have the right under the Second Amendment to not only possess firearms, but to carry them.
And in this administration, with the bill that they're flaunting once again, Dianne Feinstein's, actually more than was in her bill of to reinstate the illegal weapons thing and all of that, and the bill that they're looking at now in light of the two recent shootings, it would take away. I mean, they pretty much just come to your door and pick them up. I mean, the things that are in that gun control bill that they're looking at now.
Yep.
I mean, they just get them ready because they're just coming to pick them up, which I think would be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Well, here's the thing is Biden. Oh, let's talk about this and get back. We're way over time here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center has the Da Vinci surgical robotic system. The system helps enable the surgeon to perform minimally invasive surgery with an advanced set of instruments and a 3D high resolution. I talked to a physician that operates using a Da Vinci. He says it's unbelievable. He says if you know, like say your hand tremors just for a second, he says the machine doesn't let that go through. It realizes that, you know, there might be a little tremor and it smooths it out so that, you know, if you have like a pinched nerve all of a sudden, and you know, so instead of cutting something, it fixes that. You know, it's amazing what this machine can do, but it also means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts there. We'll be right back, 7:32 in the morning here on the 25th of March.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, Talk Radio with Chris Clark and Carl Bott. 605-4567 is our phone number. It appears that Christian, who is coming in later today, may have mixed up his dates. He's not. I don't see him sitting here.
So I don't see him.
I don't see him sitting here, but his show will be starting on 3 April here on our station on Saturday mornings.
At?
More info on you. Well, more info on that.
At what time?
It's going to be 8 to 9.
Okay.
He's already got guests lined up. He's going to be rocking it here. And I can just say this, is that he's going to have a Facebook page, and in it, he's going to have the topics he's going to talk about and his sources. So if he says something, he says, well, my source is this, and he can quote it. So if you're going to call him and say you're wrong, it might be a good idea to have your sources ready, too, as opposed to I read it, you know, in Facebook.
And or, you know, you can just...
You can disagree with it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't have to say, well, I disagree with it because of this. You can say, I disagree with it because I'm just viscerally disagree with that kind of thought, you know,
yeah,
with
exactly.
My money going in that direction. I think you're going to enjoy the show. We'll have
because,
you on
again.
Because,
you know, here's the thing about facts. My favorite is Snopes, and they throw that out there like that's supposed to mean something. The people that run Snopes are a man and wife team that are historically, notoriously liberal and have absolutely no degrees or qualifications whatsoever to say whether something's true or false under any circumstances. And yet people throw that in there like, if Snopes says it's not true, by golly, it's not true. And I always just look at him and go, so what?
It's like saying,
Joe the Barber says it's not true or says it is true. Why do I care? You know, and yeah. So I've always just irritated me that
it's like
nope.
Somebody put a fact check on something about, you know, six things that Biden's done, and said this does not contain the whole truth. He does that, you know, on Facebook.
Yeah.
I look at what they were talking about, and they said, and your gas prices have gone up. The whole thing was, well, in reality, no president has a lot to do with the rise of gas prices. You know, they start, you know, months ahead of time.
Yeah.
You know what? And I can even kind of agree with that, you know, that it starts, and then you get to the summer and you've got to make
But it's irrelevant. We didn't have any problem blaming every previous president for it.
But for six, they had seven things on there. They only addressed one thing, the gas prices. The other six that it said under Biden it happened, they didn't address those. Which tells me then that those all must be true.
According to them. And quite, I'm in kind of purgatory right now with them. Because they didn't actually stop me from posting, and they let me disagree with their finding, but they came back and said, yeah, no, I was wrong, but anybody can make a mistake, so I can't do something for 30 days, but they're going to let me still post. I think I can't advertise, or I can't.
Did you advertise?
No, well, through the senior center.
You mean so they're against seniors? Facebook is against seniors.
There you go. They're
disabled veteran seniors.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, I tell you what, that'd be hitting the page.
Yeah.
Hey,
and you know what I posted was what I posted was merely a statement from Hitler, the statement that basically says if you tell a lie long enough and hard enough that eventually it becomes
the truth. Yeah.
And I posted that, and they said that didn't meet their criteria.
Well, it's, you know,
I said, well, if I didn't say it myself, would it?
The man who shot Liberty Valance. When the legend becomes truth, print the legend. You know, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Hey, they narrowed it down to three groups of people for the new tourism group that it's going to promote. Shasta County and all that. If you remember, they had that, you know, the Shasta Wonderlands for such a long time,
mm-hmm.
For over 10 years, and Christian Schrader said, well, why don't we put out a request for proposals? You know, they've had it a long time, and, you know, maybe they'll get it again.
Like 10 years? Like 50 years?
Okay, well, they've had it a long time.
I mean, my God, John Reginato?
I don't know. That was before my time.
That was before you, but, I mean, Shasta Cascade Wonderland has been the place for... I don't know.
Well, they got it down to five, and then now they're down to three. The finalists for the Redding Tourism Contract are Redding Chamber of Commerce, Mays Media in Redding, and the Augustine Agency out of Roseville, California. Now, the ones that dropped out were Advanced Redding, you know, the people from the Civic Auditorium who put together, I guess they brought in some experts on this. This just wasn't pulled out of their own collective butts over there. They brought in some people with some ideas. And,
that was an interesting statement.
There was
some, say.
Yeah, well, anyway, Mays Media is local, co-founders, Gabriel and Deborah Mays. It's M-A-Y-E-S, Mays. Described their organization as a digital-focused marketing collaborative. And then the Augustine Agency, Roseville, lists its various tourism-related initiatives on its website.
And I would say to them that I don't know anything about that organization.
No.
But if they want to really tick off the citizens of Shasta County. Pick somebody from out of the area.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
I mean,
you know,
right
why
away.
Why would you even do that?
Yeah. Why would they even consider it?
I'm going to ask Erin because she heads up that group.
Yeah.
Why would you even consider it? You've got.
Perception is everything. They may be the best marketing company in the world, but the perception is going to bury them. I just can't even imagine why they'd even consider it. Somebody that's not local for them.
Yeah. Well, we'll ask Erin. She's going to be here.
Yeah.
One of six people. They vote and all that on
it. One of six people?
One of six people that votes on this.
They have a committee.
And she's on it. Christian Schrader's on it. Other tourism people and somebody else. Oh, some members of their staff. But it'll be interesting to see what their criteria was and why somebody from out of this area. Now,
would even
frankly,
make it, yeah.
frankly, does the, Border Super, or Border Super, does the City Chamber of Commerce surprise you? It kind of surprised me a little bit.
Well,
Not that they're not doing a good job.
For what they're supposed to be doing.
Right. But this is a multi-million-dollar contract that rolls through there. And so, and Jake's going to be on in a couple of weeks, so I'm sure they're going to make their decision by there. It'd be really interesting to see what is it that the Chamber of Commerce is going to be able to promote.
Well, it depends. I mean, I'd love to read the proposals that were presented. You indicated earlier that somebody had dropped out. Did they drop out or they were eliminated?
No, they were eliminated.
Yeah, okay.
They had 18. They started with 18 in Shasta Wonderlands. Didn't even make it into the, I think they were eighth. So they didn't even make it into the first cut. And which is kind of interesting. So people must have really stepped up their game and,
I was unaware of new ideas. Yeah,
something.
I was unaware that was going on. It would have been interesting to read the
proposals.
The proposals yeah. that were presented.
And then they do presentations afterwards. So now they're down to three. So, you know, of course, Advanced Reading is a separate entity from Bethel, but it's still Bethel. I mean, it is. I mean, the board of directors are all Bethel. I think Julie's on it, in fact, on that one. But the
I would say they have done a remarkable job with the contract with Civic Art.
Hey, you know what? That's
incredible.
They brought in some pros from all over the United States to put together this thing, saying this is what, you know, and Advanced Reading then gave that presentation and saying these are the things we can do. I mean, I haven't seen it, so I'm not saying they should have. Nope, I didn't say that at all. What I'm saying is it'd be interesting because I'm sure the presentations are on the now they've got to be on the website for the city, so you can take a look at them and see where the big difference. It's just the Chamber of Commerce, that's where they're always pushing our city now to take on this tourism thing. I mean, this is a big job. This means they're going to have to hire a group of people.
Yeah, the Chamber of Commerce is supposed to represent the business community.
Yeah.
Well, not the community as a whole, but the business community. Well, that's their membership. Yep. That's who's paying the dues. Mm-hmm. That's who they are supposed to be representing, the business climate within a jurisdiction.
Absolutely. However,
for one thing, tourism is a countywide issue.
Oh, my gosh, it's a huge issue.
The scope has to be countywide.
Right.
Because you're inviting people to come to the city of Reading, yes, but based on what's contained in the rest of the county.
What you're saying,
so it's a countywide draw.
What you're saying is we want you to come here because not only the Sundial Bridge, but Whiskey Town, Lake Shasta, our biking trails.
Lassen Park,
and all this.
McCumber,
right.
These things.
And all of these things will help the businesses in our county. So, I mean, I can see the direct link to it.
Reading Chamber of Commerce, they said, of course, they do refer to them as the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. And they, as a whole, have been very involved and cooperative with the other two cities within
I'm not worried about anything it's going to be Reading-centric. No, it's Reading is the largest city, but that doesn't mean
The city of Reading is paying for it.
Yeah.
So the emphasis is to attract people to Reading, and I get that because it is the city of Reading doing that. But the scope is going to have to be larger than businesses.
No, they've got to be able to publicize things like the Red Bluff Roundup and the Reading Rodeos and the Anderson Day of Insurrection Parade. Do you all have one of those yet?
Yeah.
Cottonwood.
No, that would be in the city of Reading.
We'll be right back. This portion of the show. This part of the show is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Not an assisted living facility. No, it's for all those seniors that are still clicking their heels together and still have that twinkle in their eye. Great places to stay there. Two bedroom places if that's what you want. They're pet friendly, gourmet chefs. They have activity directors if you want to, get into activities, or you don't have to. I mean, you can use River Commons Senior Living to have your place and have it there, and then you travel because now they're opening up all the travel again. It's the Northern California's premier retirement community, River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. Give Brian a call at 238-5981. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. All winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on February 25th. Two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. From Reading, Yamaha Ski-Doo. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The first person to call in at 605-4567 and tell me who sang that song gets 10 Bear Buck dollars. That's right. Two $5 certificates for Black Bear Diner. First person that calls in at 605-4567 and says, who sang The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance? Welcome back. 7:53 in the morning here, on the 25th of March. The weather today is going to be absolutely beautiful out there. It's about 50 degrees already. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And Powerhouse Solar is an elite dealer for SunPower. Solar energy makes financial sense and may help you when the rolling blackouts start this summer. And you know they will from PG&E. You may qualify to get a 26% federal tax credit. Now you can get the SunPower, SunVault battery, and solar with financing. Keep the lights on and the electricity going when the power's down. Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600. Okay. People are talking about having a ad hoc Cool April Nights. People have approached us already about they're going to have car shows. They're going to have car shows, you know, and different show and shines.
And actually, there's some set up in several locations.
Oh, already? Yeah. See, my goodness, all the phones are ringing. Jared, are you in there? Okay, he's got it. Hey, oh, people are calling in, I guess, about Gene. Who shot? Let me get balanced. The phones are ringing now. Everybody, it took them a couple of seconds. They thought, let me look that up.
Yeah, exactly. People had to go online and
look
it up.
Right. Okay. Okay, here's another one for you. If you can tell me who the two character actors were, and these guys are very well known, and who shot Liberty Valance, who were the two character actors? Who were Lee Marvin, who was Liberty Valance? Who were the two guys that followed him around that were his gunmen? There were two of them. And you've seen them everywhere. If you get that, another $10 to you from Black Bear Diner. So just call in at 605-4567. Lee Marvin's henchmen and who shot Liberty Valance.
What were the names of the characters again?
Well, I'm not going to. They are the characters. I don't know what
they're
asking
names. For the actors' names.
I'm asking for
names.
The actors' names who played. Lee Marvin's henchman, and he shot Liberty Valance. There's two guys, and you see them all the time. They've been in hundreds of movies.
That's obviously one of Carl's favorite movies is Who Shot Liberty Valance, obviously.
Well, you know, I just remember the movie. Yeah, I probably watched it a lot. But the two character actors, I love these guys. You see them in everywhere. And let me give you a hint. One of them was in Cool Hand Luke. Okay, let's... Where was I going with this? I've run out
of time.
I don't know.
You talked about something that was in the chat room, and I thought it was a great idea. That you talked about that everybody, we should have a day in Shasta County, and they wouldn't even necessarily need to be loaded. For everybody to run around, to wear a gun.
Everybody who owns a gun openly carries it.
Openly carry. Yes. Unloaded. Openly carry.
Well, no, you wouldn't do it unloaded, but... The whole thing is just, you know, just say, well, look, this is how many of us here. You're saying is that we, you know what, this decision by the Ninth Circuit Court opens up a whole can of worms, and I'll tell you why. Shasta County, you can get a concealed carry. If you desire it, and
you have no disqualifying
things like you're a felon, mentally defective, any of that, you can get one. Does this mean now then is that Marin County or Los Angeles County can say we'll have no concealed carry in our city?
Well, they do. A lot of cities do.
But that doesn't supersede the state law. See, the state law says once you get that CCW, it's good for the whole state.
Yeah.
But see, can they say that, well, this new decision?
Well, San Francisco used to try to do that.
Oh.
And they would, I have heard it reported, I don't know it for a fact, but I've had people tell me that they in fact had their guns mm-hmm. taken away from them and mailed back to them when they were in San Francisco.
Okay, hang on. Hey, Jared, have we got winners?
Not yet. We got the winner for the, Gene Pitney.
Okay, that's right, Gene Pitney.
We didn't get winners for the other one yet.
Have they called?
I got a call that hung up.
Okay.
We have 30 seconds.
Think about it, that we have, these are the two guys, and I'm going to give you some hints. Yeah, that's the kind of guy I am. I said that one of them was in Cool Hand Luke, and he played, you might say, a pivotal role in Cool Hand Luke. The other one, what can I say, was in, here's another hint. He was also in High Noon.
The news from Town Hall.
And High Noon. And he was also in one of the Magnificent Seven movies. Not the original one, but one in the later ones, too. He's very well known. Think of, Clint Eastwood and the Spaghetti Westerns. We'll be right back after the news with Mayor Aaron Reznor.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Three murder at his first court appearance this morning. His lawyer seeking a mental health assessment for her client. President Biden's proposals to eliminate a 20% standard tax deduction for small businesses and raise taxes 33% on small businesses structured as corporations are coming under fire from the president and CEO of the Job Creators Network. Alfredo Ortiz says the proposals would be catastrophic for small businesses.
They have had a heck of a time trying to survive the entire pandemic, and to now add this element to, you know, for them to have to really battle through, it's just unbelievable.
Ortiz speaking with the Salem Radio Network. The Job Creators Network, a small business advocacy organization, put up a billboard in New York City's Times Square calling out the Biden administration's tax proposals, which must be acted on by Congress. Vice President Harris laughed when recently asked whether she would visit the southwest border. Now she's in charge of dealing with the crisis there. President Biden handing off the challenge to Harris. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, not impressed.
No point in her career has she given any indication that she considers the border a problem or a serious threat.
It testifies to the resilience of the economy despite all of the obstacles being put in its path. For the first time since the pandemic hit 1 year ago, weekly jobless claims had dropped below 700,000. The Labor Department says 684,000 Americans filed for unemployment last week. Wall Street, the Dow down 278 points, NASDAQ off 152. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
That enormous container ship that got stuck the other day in Egypt's Suez Canal, still there, creating a huge traffic jam in the strategic waterway. And it could even affect the prices you pay at the gas pump.
The incident has created long queues of ships waiting to pass through the strategic canal. They have now been diverted to the old water channel in order to clear traffic. The Suez Canal has two paths, one that goes back to the 19th century and another one inaugurated more than 5 years ago. It is in this new one that the ultra-large ship ran aground. Oil prices rose on world markets amid fears that crude oil shipments could be delayed by the blockage.
And that's BBC correspondent Sally Nabil reporting from Egypt. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Once near extinction, the bald eagle touted as a conservation success story.
Less than 60 years ago, there were only 417 nesting pairs of the national symbol bald eagle in the lower 48 states. Now there are more than 316,000 of the birds, including 71,400 nesting pairs. The comeback follows banning the pesticide DDT and placing the eagle on the endangered species list. Since then, the population grew to the point where the bald eagle was removed from the list of threatened or endangered species in 2007, and the numbers have quadrupled since 2009. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The economy grew at an annual rate of 4.3% the final 3 months of last year, a bit faster than previously estimated. Recovery expectations for this year are on the rise, along with vaccinations. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio,
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's Thursday and Trish is here as she is and has been for a decade almost.
Maybe a decade. Yeah, I think
pretty
so.
Pretty
much since she started.
Love it.
Shortly after.
Love it. We stole her away. Well, we didn't really steal her away. Somebody made a real mistake.
It was suggested that I couldn't do both radio stations, and I said, really?
Somebody gave an ultimatum to Trish. And one thing you've got to learn of the two women that are sitting here with me today is that you don't give ultimatums to either one of them.
We don't mind well.
No, they don't.
Not so much.
It's
52 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 65 and a low of 42. Little windy on Friday, again sunny and a high of 74 and a low of 42. On Saturday, sunny and a high of 79 with a low of 48. And on Sunday, a high of 78 and a low of 47. Mostly clear and sunny throughout the week and into next week. On Monday, a high of 65 and a low of 42, so it's going to stay sunny and warm throughout the week.
Going to be beautiful.
Going to be beautiful. I love those 70-degree temperatures. It's still cool and crisp in the evenings and mornings, but it's a nice getting your yards in shape and all kinds of fun stuff, and no rain in sight, although we could use some more rain. I like the snow on the mountains.
Ideally, it would be a beautiful sunny day. And then
about
9 o'clock at night, it rains till 3 in the morning.
Yes.
3 or 4 in the morning, and then it clears, maybe even 5. And then it clears off, and then you get that great, that great smell in the morning of freshness. And if it did that, say for a month.
Well, and actually yesterday I was out in the yard and I had actually been painting some stuff for a project that I have going. Had the boards all laid out there and it started to cloud up and it started like, I can't leave that out because it's going to rain overnight. So I moved all of that stuff and it didn't rain, darn it, but that was great exercise. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, a lovely Anderson business.
There you go. And, hey, Jerry got he knew that Gene Pitney sang The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. And Donna knew who the two actors were that were Lee Marvin's henchmen in the movie Who Shot Liberty Valance. They were Strother Martin. And you say, well, who's that? If you remember Cool Hand Luke, Strother Martin was the warden who hit him with the club and said, what we have here is a failure to communicate, one of the most famous lines ever. And the other was Lee Van Cleef, the man that was in the Clint Eastwood movies, the Spaghetti, the man, the man with no name movies. Plus, he's been in so many other movies and TV shows. I mean, countless numbers of them. So, Donna, you won that. So y'all come in and get your beer bucks today or tomorrow. They'll be here for a while. 1326 Market Street. Now, we are here with Mayor Aaron Reznor. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
And let me congratulate you again on the birth of your fourth.
Fourth, yep, fourth and final.
Fourth and final.
She's pretty adamant about that.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, she was.
I'm a very planned gal.
This has nothing to do with work, and everybody's going to get upset that I'm asking this, but had you planned on having four children?
Originally, we planned to have two, and after the second one came, when he was about 3 months, my husband and my eldest came in and said, we think that we should have four. And I want to say that my husband and I at that point had been together for probably 10 years or so. And I just looked at him and said, we've never discussed that, so go away and it's going to have to be. And my little guy was bummed, and I said, it's going to have to be like somebody wrote in blood on the wall that mommy's supposed to have four kids, because my second was over 10 pounds. So at, 3 months, I still didn't love my husband that much yet. So basically for 6 months, I shouldn't have said that, because, you put something like that out into the universe and it all just comes back to you. So, after 6 months, I finally came home one day and I threw the groceries on the counter and I said, okay, fine. You need to stop paying all of the little old ladies in the grocery store, and you need to stop paying the random people on the street to keep telling me, like, oh, you just need to have more kids. Are you having more kids? You make beautiful babies. Please have more. That just happened every single day for 6 months. And so I said, okay, we're supposed to have four.
So you have four, and boys, girls?
Boy, girl, boy.
One girl.
She's going to be the princess.
She thinks she's the queen, but
It's only going to get worse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Poor dad. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
You know what? Here's the thing is, every time I ask Mayor Reznor, or when she was councilwoman, Reznor, hey, come on the show. Okay. And I can bring it because Aaron can handle anything, questions and all that kind of stuff, so I don't have to worry about things. But our first one was, we were talking about it earlier today. There's getting ready to be a big decision made on our tourism. Mm-hmm. 18 groups of people applied.
Yes, including 18 proposals.
Include 18 proposals, mm-hmm. right. Including, of course, Shasta Cascade Wonderland, who's had it for the last 20 years or so.
But more than that.
Reading Tourism Marketing Group, there's technically two entities, but Reading Tourism Marketing Group has had the contract for at least the last 10 years.
Before that, I've been aware of it.
Okay. I believe so, but I can't verify that one.
Okay. They didn't even make it. I think they finished eighth. I think I saw in the paper or something like that. And then, so now we're down to three. The Reading Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm.
Mays Group.
And some group out of Roseville.
Mm-hmm. Augustine.
Augustine out of mm-hmm. Roseville. What was the criteria y'all were looking for this?
There were a couple of things we were looking for as far as like quality of proposals. So there were some proposals, that really didn't even mention Reading in there. You know, they came from all over the country. So like you said, there were 18 that came from all over the country. Mm-hmm. We narrowed it down to our top five, and then we interviewed them. They gave another presentation, interviewed it to our top three, which are those final three that are coming to council. We went over quality of branding campaigns, photography, social media campaigns, quality of creativity was mm-hmm. really important, whether or not they could demonstrate analytics and metrics, organizational structure, did they have in-house experience, overall comprehension of the project, like something that was really important to me was, are they a group that really understands the, I'll use a millennial word, but the like vibe of Reading? Do they understand who Shasta County is and who we are and what we want to share with the world? Do they really understand that? There was a metric that had, we scored them on 20 different pieces of that criteria that were similar to what I just said. Mm-hmm. And then that scoring is how we made it to the final five.
And who was on the committee that did that selection process?
So there was Director Niemer, who's the director over community services, who manages that contract. And then Steve from the communications team, two members from city council, and two members from the CSAC, Community Services Advisory Commission, that oversees that.
Okay.
So and
CSAC is a separate entity from the city.
Yeah. No. It's similar to like Planning Commission. The CSAC is Community Services Advisory. So they are over the civic, they're over tourism marketing budget, parks, open spaces, parks and rec, all that.
Okay, so now we're down to the final three. And mm-hmm. one question I had, and I asked you beforehand, was of the people that applied for it, we've got one of the finals, it appears, is not even from our area.
Yes.
The Augustine group
is from Roseville. I think that it's really important that if we have the talent, which I think that we have seen in this group, that we do have the local talent to be able to execute that. But it was really important to me that we judged them all based on those numbers mm-hmm. and based on the proposal that they set forward. I also think that it's really important that if we have capable people, which I think that we found we really do locally, that we leverage that. But that wasn't, whether you were from here or not, was not necessarily part of the criteria as far as judging.
I would say that one of the things that you have to take into consideration is the perception of the community.
Yeah.
And I would say, just from past experience, that I think long and hard, I would be disappointed if we weren't able to find that locally. I don't think the perception of hiring somebody from outside the area to promote this community would go over well with the community.
Well, I think that as long as we had that, which we found that we do, in my opinion, that we do have that, that it is really a great thing because we can keep some of those jobs locally. We have the capable people, and I think that we have said that for a really long time. We have really great people. There is opportunity here. And so I think personally, this contract is a way to show the community and to show people outside that, look, we do have capable
we
people
here. We can compete
here.
With the we national
can,
groups.
Yeah, we can compete yeah. with the national groups, and I also think that it gives a lot of hope to other people to stay here, to say there are
opportunities.
Yeah. Thank you. There are opportunities.
We don't
here
have to go out. You know, why would you stay here if you see that we're doing something that is so, like you said, that understands the Reading vibe, that we have to go out of our area
right
to get somebody that, you know, that will explain our vibe, you know, to everybody. I kind of like, you know, I understand vibe.
Yeah.
Somebody said the Reading Ripple, the...
Yeah.
In here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. We're here with Mayor Aaron Reznor. We got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. They're in fact right now, Ted Lighty, the guy that started this 11 years ago, is down in, concealed carry firearms, symposium going down in, I believe in Stockton or Solana County, somewhere. No, Solana County. With all the instructors, all the main instructors from around the state there talking about concealed carry. Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California was there as one of the guest speakers or keynote speakers. Jen O'Hare, who owns Girls with Guns, mm-hmm. A nationally or international company, was down as a speaker there. One of the, she's also an instructor from Northern Firearms. A lot of things have happened in the last day with the Ninth Circuit Court, so... next week, we're going to sit down with Sam and Ted and a couple other people and talk about what this kind of impact this could have on people that are that have their concealed carry license. Does it impact on us now, or is it going to impact on us in the very near future? But to learn more about the training at Northern Firearms Instruction, go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. You want that concealed carry permit or more? Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark today. 605-4567 is our phone number. It's 50 degrees out there, a beautiful day. 8:20 in the morning on the 25th of March. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy's been doing this since 1993, helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners, helping them find the right insurance, make the right financial investments. She's got two separate teams working at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And right now, not right now, but anytime, if you want a second opinion on retirement plans and 401s, things have changed a lot over the last couple of years, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. So this is something that's pretty important. Are you going to have enough money left? It's your last check. Of course, I kind of feel like I hope my last check bounces, you know.
I've told my son that if I do it right, he'll get an overdraft notice the day he buries me, and then I'll know I spent it.
Yeah, there you go. Spin is inherent. Give her a call at 221-0441. We're here with Mayor Aaron Reznor. Mayor, the new neighborhood police unit.
Yeah.
You want to talk a little bit about that? Y'all found the money for that.
We said that we would like the money to be found in the next budget.
Okay.
So if that makes sense. We said that this is a priority for us. We want to start the planning for that, and that we would like that to be included in the next budget cycle.
So
which we start in the next, like, 2 months or so.
So when could we expect it? I mean, if we find the money, which I hope we could,
yeah.
When could we expect the new NPU to stand up?
I believe that the chief said during that meeting when we were asking that it would likely probably take about June or so would be probably when we could start to see that happening. It does, however, create four vacancies.
Yeah.
Within four additional vacancies within the department. So we will likely need to backfill those, which has been in and of itself a difficulty the last couple of years.
Another raise for the police.
Yes.
And the purpose for that?
Well, to be competitive, honestly, to stay competitive. When the county and Anderson and a couple of other cities within the state gave raises, we were no longer in a competitive sort of scenario. We would be somewhere between we would be competitive for the next year, and then we would start dropping in the, like, 10% and more. Underneath what it was at everybody else. And I sit on a board for public safety for the state, for the league, and discussing with all of those across the entire state, we're all having a very difficult time hiring. It's just not an ideal industry, but it's not an ideal career for people with the current climate. We don't have that here because we're pretty pro-law enforcement within Shasta County, so there's a lot of support here, but there are not a whole lot of people going into that career these days, and so therefore it's really difficult and it's very competitive for us to get good recruits or good laterals.
Well, and the climate, trying to get applications, and when you get the applications, clearing past the drug issues and other issues that are there, if you get Yeah, you might get 50 applicants. When you get down to people that you can actually even think about interviewing, you might have one or two.
Yes. So if you've heard, I'm not sure whether or not either of you have listened to the City of Reading's podcast, but they did an entire podcast where they interviewed the chief, and he talks for at
Chief's on once a month.
And so you're probably very familiar with what that looks like. But, yes, getting somebody to pass to be able to make it through the academy and to then be able to –
They used to get hundreds of applicants, and now they're down to dozens when they put out for the job. They get them through the academy, you know, the ones they can winnow through because, you know, through the psychological and all that.
Uh-huh.
And then only about less than 50% even make it through the first year, either because they
had one.
Yeah, because.
And then he took a job somewhere else.
Well, the main, you know, but the being is, was that they, you know, we paid for them to go through the academy.
Yeah.
And then they come back, and then they find out after a year in the job that this guy or girl is not set up to be, he's not going to be a police person, policeman. And, or halfway through, they decide, I'm not going to be, or like you said,
making
you get them through, and then they go to someplace else.
If you've paid their way through the academy, they can still choose to go to work someplace else?
Yes, within the state of California, it's very difficult to recoup those costs, is should they choose to take something from somewhere else. We do have agreements in place, but it's very difficult to recoup any of those costs if somebody, you know, comes here and then they're here for a year and then they leave and go to somewhere else, or if they take a position. But honestly, we've had a very difficult time. We've had at least five, which you probably know, we've had at least five vacancies for the last 2 years. That's ongoing. And we have coming up in the next 18 months or so, 16 to 18 retirements. So
They could retire.
That are up for they eligible have enough
time.
For retirement.
Yeah, they have enough time in to retire.
And so it puts us in a, and then we did, we said, yes, we wanted the NPU, so that adds four more. So, I mean, we're looking somewhere in the range of at least minimum of nine and maximum of somewhere around like 20.
Mm.
And we're still down from what we were at previously, prior
to
08.
Before 2007.
Uh-huh.
We still have 60 square miles. We still have, I think, seven officers on shift. But at least they've gotten the response time down to around 8 minutes.
Yeah, so really been working on that. But yeah, I mean there are only so many bodies, and we can continue to say, here's the one thing that's perspective. We can continue to say as a council that it's really important to us to have other bodies, but we have to be able to fill those bodies. And so that's where it is that from the council that position was made. We have to be competitive. I mean, in my personal business, I almost lost somebody just a little while ago, of somebody who's a really great asset, solely for the fact of what it was that somebody else's package was offering that was just barely better than what it is. And I have extremely better culture, but it's just a competitive market out there to get employees. How many like hiring signs do you see? There are a lot of people who are hiring in a lot of different industries, and so we have to remain competitive, which is not a fun cycle to be in, but it is just the nature of the beast.
There are jobs available in all areas in Shasta County and not people to fill them up.
Oh, you can't.
You
can't
made a statement about with the cities and with the city of Anderson and the county. And it was always, for a long time, the city of Reading Police Department paid better than either one of those organizations. Yeah. Because they've now given raises, have they come up where you are?
And above.
How interesting, because that was never the case.
No, it wasn't before, but
because for years it's been the complaints of the sheriff's department and the city of Anderson that they train them up and then they go to work for the city of Reading.
That has historically been the situation.
Yeah.
We have a handful of officers that have applied for the DA's new investigator position. I don't know what will happen from that, but I don't know why you wouldn't apply for that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're off the streets really, and you get more money. And the other thing too about the sheriffs, they've actually had one of the Reading Police Department, I think, apply over for the sheriff's office. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true.
No question. I was unaware of that. That's interesting.
Last year they made that so they could become competitive like that.
Been trying to for years.
But the county is still messing with the DA and the sheriff, as far as I'm concerned, by not paying them as much as they pay other people in their staff.
Yes, I.
But that doesn't have anything to do with the city. Okay, well, I want to take a quick break, and we come back. I want to talk about our. In your opinion, since with COVID and what's going on with COVID and the taxes, and are we going to be hurting here in the future after we come back?
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. This is the meeting place for many of my friends down there. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have a wonderful selection of jewelry at very fair prices, including things that they've designed themselves. One of the people that works with us went down and had a necklace designed by Four Winds Jewelry, and they built it, and it was perfect. And then after a couple of years, it kind of it needed to have where the chain went through, needed to be replaced or repaired. And they did that, and the whole experience, she said, was wonderful. So that's the kind of people who are down there. Rebecca and Henry down there at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. 8:30 in the morning, 50 degrees on the 25th of March. We'll be right back with Reading Mayor Aaron Reznor.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is back open for exploration. See the West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition featuring diverse pieces by artists up and down the West Coast. Enjoy the Visible River Aquarium, Caverns Exhibits, Parrot Playhouse, and more. There's something for everyone to discover at Turtle Bay.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing, so keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the building? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Turtle
Turtle Bay Spring Plant Sale coming up on Saturday, April 3rd. Members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. California native and climate acclimated plants from all around the world, primed to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Bet to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Lark and Carl Bach. Today, Thursday, the 25th of March, 8:34 in the morning, 50 degrees out there. Weather reports always brought to you by, it's going to be beautiful today and tomorrow.
52 degrees
and
right
Saturday,
now.
And Saturday and Sunday.
Nice weekend coming.
Oh,
and not too warm. It's going to be just that perfect 70s during the 48 day.
48 at night.
Yeah, perfect.
Good, great sleeping weather. And the weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Community. That's what they are. They're our community bank, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. Through all of this, they are constantly moving your dreams forward. That's what they want to do, move local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or stop by 1845 California Street or 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Cobblestone Shopping Center for the main branch right there, Cornerstone Community Bank. Trish and I are here with Mayor Aaron Reznor, and I asked about the tax. You know, the tax receipts during this COVID. Mm-hmm. And can we tell yet what kind of impact it's had?
I'm not sure that we can tell long term what sort of, but we've actually stayed in a pretty solid financial position. We prepped for that in terms of as soon as COVID shutdowns were in place, the finance department reworked the budget and we scaled back some things so that we could tighten that up so that if we were in a situation that we weren't in a negative situation if we had. But I believe that our TOT is maybe down about 5% or so. We're actually in a fairly decent
sales tax
position. I'm gonna say that we were on point with sales tax. I would have to look at what specific numbers were, but we're in a relatively
encouraging because it was a lot of businesses.
Yeah.
That were closed down where it would seem that there would be an extreme impact on sales tax.
Right, but you also have to think about that there was the flip side of, in those first handful of months, that extreme purchasing of things at
True.
Costco and
the big box stores because the other stores were shut down.
So it is a little bit of that. It's an unfair and a sad thing economically long term. So like I say, that long term, I'm not sure what it will look like for us because of the impact of our smaller businesses rather than large businesses. But I think that that's what happened across the nation.
Okay.
But at the moment we're faring very well,
did
especially compared to other cities in the state.
Did the Garden of Lights help? I mean, they had like 90,000 tickets sold there.
76,600 tickets were sold.
Okay.
And I believe they generated something like 1.6 in revenue. Yeah, their goal I think was 40,000 and they sold 76,600 tickets.
During COVID.
Yeah, in the midst of, you know, I think that people were really looking for something that they could do that was outside and something that was family oriented, and they had been cooped up and locked up, and it felt refreshing to get out and be around people and
not too crowded in there. And next week the week after next, we're going to have Randall Hemplin in here.
Yeah.
He gave a presentation, I believe,
he
to
did.
The city council on the Garden of Lights and what happened there. And he's going to get down into the brass tacks about the money that came in and where it went to, where's it going to, and all this. So
yeah, I'll steal one little tidbit, but it'll be good for Randall to share that number in their top five. I thought it was very impressive that where purchases came from. Number one was from Redding, but number two was from Sacramento, and number three was Folsom. So I thought that was really great for tourism. I'll let Randall share with you all of the statistics about how much they did, the hotel did, and all of those sort of things. But yeah, they did generate a significant amount of TOT.
Now let's go to the phones.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Nick, good morning.
Hey, thanks for letting me back on. I've got a quick question, and I'd like to be able to respond to Aaron's answer. Aaron, I went to the last two city council meetings, and I proposed that the city push the county to put on a half-cent sales tax or 1 cent to build a jail and also, well, to build a jail and staff and finance the jail, period. I believe that would pass. I believe this would be beneficial to the city.
Right.
Because we could control the crime problem one heck of a lot better, and it would alleviate the environmental mess that campers are leaving, illegal
right.
campers are leaving, and it would alleviate a lot of the fire danger. I wondered if you guys had any interest in that, and if not, what your answer is to these problems.
Well, Nick, I also like your suggestion that you discussed about there being a one, and I wanted to answer that since we're not in a council meeting, I can, about having there be one specific location in which it was allowed, because I really like that they have that in a couple of other countries. Copenhagen, for instance, has one that's very successful. What I have come to understand, so essentially, Nick, I'll explain for listeners that Nick proposed and has mentioned the, having one specific place in which that what are currently now illegal campers, but all campers could be, essentially it would be fenced in. The problem is that within the state of California, unlike in other countries, so like unlike the one that's in Copenhagen that works really well, none of their fire police or emergency services whatsoever answer any calls there, and they have a contract with the government to do such. That's not allowed in the state of California, and that puts us in a pretty precarious sort of situation in terms of sending people into a...
Because then you're liable to anything that happens in there.
So then we're liable for all of that, which is the only reason why, in my opinion, that won't work. But I do think that it's a really good idea.
Well, can I interrupt?
It seems
like to me that now that I've brought to your attention that you're allowing illegal campers with the threat of a fire being started, that you're being negligent by not controlling the situation, and that is opening up you up to a liability.
I think that you potentially have a viable argument there, but I think that it's a lot of if. I think that navigating what the rules and restrictions are within the state is the difficult scenario in that specifically. And I'm not sure whether or not you follow Reading Police or myself on Instagram, but we haven't been sharing all of the cleanup that has been happening. But like I said before, we're down officers still and hiring, and so we're getting after it as much as we potentially can.
Well,
but
I realize
like
that.
You said,
and
it's
you
still
know
not
what
enough.
Nick.
Yeah.
Okay, and then she's going to answer the...
About the jail.
I think that it would be very difficult for us within Shasta County or the city of Reading to make a whole lot of progress on items like specifically the jail without something along those lines.
Well,
so that's what I would say.
Nick's idea has been since the beginning is a half-cent sales tax strictly for the jail. Forget everything else, all the collateral things from last time. This is to build a jail, man the jail, keep the jail running, the new jail. So,
maybe you'd consider a survey with the citizens for that, and I'll let you go. Thank you.
Thanks,
yeah,
Nick.
For sure. I would for sure consider a survey
I think a lot of people would get behind that.
I would love to be able to close a deal with Shasta County citizens in general, for us to have the same level of buy-in as we have of criticism of what's going wrong.
Yeah.
And I think that we all really care about that specifically about the jail. But I think that people who have made their best efforts are really burnt out, and that's the reality. People who have criticized all of the other ideas haven't necessarily come up with anything or been willing to take the public hits. And I think that probably there are a lot of people who have tried and put their neck out on the line numerous times. You know, I think that's our third failed sales tax that we've had so far. And so I'd love to see some of those people who have the entire time to come in and put their money where their mouth is.
Perhaps a citizen-driven operation that puts that on. That there's nothing to stop a group of citizens from coming forward and placing something.
Absolutely. I mean, I would love to see something like that come to fruition. But, yeah, I do think that it has to be something that's citizen-led because it's
well, for one thing, it would come to the people better if it was citizen-led. They're tired of the government coming to them saying that they don't have money to do this and that and coming for more money when they don't necessarily agree with the way the government organizations are spending the money they do have. So if this were a citizen-driven operation to put a new tax on, that would...
The hurdle is finding a group of citizens who are willing to take...
To do the work and take
to do the work and take the public criticism, because
that's why we run for office, Eric, because we got thick skin.
Yeah.
Not everybody.
Shouldn't run then, because you really need it.
I have 2 minutes left for this question, and it came up. It's come up, and I've talked to you a little bit about it. Michael DeQuisto, one of the city council members, was skipped over.
For the assistant mayor position.
Yeah, for assistant mayor. I mean, it's not like it's never happened before. It's happened back several times. The reason, you know, he did get, you know, I don't know, 17,000 votes or something there. This must have been a big decision.
I think that anybody who made that vote made a pretty big decision, but I also think that that was likely coming based on public conversations that were had, and
by him
squirreling around with the Brown Act and trust and sharing things that were not allowed to be public information. I think that there was a real breach of trust there, and I think that anybody who sits in there, I said this when I made my vote, I think anybody who sits in the mayor position, honestly, you sit in the mayor position, and in this, because we're not an elected mayor, we're typically rotational, we're elected by the council, you're really a figurehead. And so the most important thing is for the rest of the council members to trust that you're going to follow the law and the rules, and that you're not going to bend them, and that you're going to do a good job, and that you're going to conduct yourself in an appropriate manner, and not that you're going to create collaboration, and you're going to make Reading proud. And I think that that's your job.
Because realistically, you're right. The mayor has no particular authority or rights beyond what they were elected to do as a city council person.
You still have to count to three.
That's right. It's a figurehead position. You are you referred to it earlier, the face of Reading.
Yeah.
But you get to they used to say, kiss babies and cut ribbons. And that's kind of, you run the meeting. But as far as having any more power or make decisions or make rulings or fiat, you don't have that, because you're not an elected mayor.
Yeah, you don't have unilateral sort of authority. Not the same way that maybe the sheriff or the DA has, because you're not in an elected position.
That's right. Okay.
You still are a council member.
All right. Well, I was wondering, because I hadn't talked to anybody about it. I saw, about why. And so it's issues with the Brown Act and...
breach of trust, sharing things publicly. Yeah. I also will just say that typically that entire council has... The 2 years that I sat on council before, the one thing I was most proud of is the way in which that we conducted ourselves. And so I am really hoping that we continue, while I am mayor, to conduct ourselves in an appropriate and kind and classy sort of manner.
Okay, we're going to take a break, because one of the things we want to talk about is something that is near and dear to my heart, and that's permitting.
Yeah.
And getting, permits through the city in less than 12 years.
The planning departments are always an issue in Shasta County, and anything that can be done to improve that for the citizenry is greatly
And we're going to talk about that when we get back. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I planted myself yesterday for 22 minutes and got a great haircut. And as I've said to anybody that will listen, I've never had my haircut anywhere else in Reading. So obviously Cypress Square Barbershop is the best place to get your haircut in Reading, and maybe even the world. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. They work on appointments. Give them a call at 244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold. We'll be right back.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now the new Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed is only $14.99, plus special financing, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now. 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out. Valid through March 20th. Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply. Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Hey, it's 8:52 in the morning here on Thursday, the 25th of March. It's beautiful outside. It's going to stay beautiful.
53 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak.
And we are here with Mayor Erin Reznor. And, okay, we've been asking her questions, and one of the things I said is, okay, what do you really want accomplished here in the next 6 months?
I think that I will feel most excited if I can get the entire planning and permitting. Staff is probably cringing when they say that, although they know that I care about it. If we can get the entire planning and permitting process online. In my opinion, I think that COVID presented a really great opportunity for us to increase our online options, but I also think people would be more compliant if it was easy to get a permit and to go through that process, whether that was like a water heater or something else, if you could submit and pay for and do the entire thing online. But also, I think that the largest thing that I hear from builders and developers and anybody attempting to do anything is that it takes a really long time to get anything through the city. One of those issues is because we've remained very lean since we made layoffs in 08 2009 timeframe, and we really haven't done any hiring. And so in the last 2 months, we have allocated funds for members within the planning department so that we can attempt to increase our turnaround time or decrease our turnaround time. But in my personal opinion, if we could do all of that online, that would be a
upload great your plans, and then they would take a look at them, tell you you have to make you these changes.
Yep, you could see what was reviewed online. Mm-hmm. We have some of those capabilities at the moment, but you can't do the entire process. You can't do the entire process online.
It would be excellent if you could actually call up, say this, or you go online, I want to get a permit to do this and that. You get all of the requirements listed immediately, one bite at the apple, and then you get that list and are able to respond to that and fill those out and then do it all online. That would be great. One of the biggest complaints that I hear from people is they go in and they say, what do I need to do to build a doghouse?
Right.
And they get a list. And then they complete that and bring it back, and then they go, oh, yeah, and besides that, you need to. And, oh, yeah, now besides that, you need to. And so now you're talking a two-month process into a six-month process. You get one bite at the apple. What do I have to do X, Y, and Z, and then you can't come back and give me any more?
In my opinion, I think that having some online, as well as us continuing to, we have a couple of new young planners who I'm really excited about, and I think that if we get more staff in there and we can do it online, I think that we've made, Director Voppel, who's since gone, put us in the right direction culture-wise to be a how can we help. And we are looking for a new director at the moment. I'm hoping that by springtime we have somebody hired, and that's one of the things that I know is very important to culture.
And that's what I've heard, too, is that it's kind of like, you know, you give something in and they give it back to you, and then there's something else. I had a boss tell me, bring this in so I'll rewrite it once. And he says, but don't bring it back to me again or I'll rewrite it again. You know, having that one, like Trish says, you put everything into it and it gets signed off. I mean, you have engineers and architects who've got state licenses here.
Right. That's also something that staff has been working on, is developing a list of architects and engineers who are qualified, that hypothetically you could submit a set of plans that were off of this pre-approved list, figuring out a way to do that and making sure that there's a very, very strict rubric of how you make it onto that list that's unbiased is what they're working on at the moment. But if there's a pre-approved list that we know that if Carl submitted these plans, that Carl, you know, we essentially can stamp them because this person is
because I follow the rules and do, you know, I do more than just the minimum and all that. No, that would be right there.
And you're trusted, yeah.
And you're kind of a trusted agency. Of course, then anybody that's left off that group.
I believe that that's an unwritten thing right now anyway, because I think there are priorities at both the county and the cities of people who they're going to be less scrupulous looking at their plans because they have proven themselves. Would be good to finalize that and actually have a criteria that they have to meet.
Okay, we have, you know, we've only got like 2 minutes left. So, Aaron, you have the final words here.
Oh, man, I would probably just like to say I'm just very thankful to be in the position that I'm in and to be able to do the work and to have worked with a council that I've worked with. And I have so much hope and vision for the direction that Reading is going. We started talking about tourism and marketing.
Yeah.
And I think that we have some really exciting things coming up. What we've been doing in housing is really, really incredible. We're about to put ourselves in a very great position in terms of housing. We have lots of developments and those for all income levels.
They're in the process of being built then. Right.
Besides the yes, if we only have 2 minutes, yeah, I don't know
we'll,
that
we'll
I could go
over. No, we'll go over it.
Okay.
That's okay. My station.
Okay. Let's see. We just finished Placer Heights. So those are 16 one-bedroom apartments. Market Center, the one right behind us, is 82 income-eligible housing units. Phase 1 is completed of Kennett Court on Lake Boulevard, which is 47 units, and that one's income-qualifying also.
Mm-hmm.
Those are 1, 2, and 3-bedroom. But those are some great, great options for us across the board in terms of housing. We've been really successful at harnessing a couple of these extra grants and being able to leverage them with local partners.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've still got like a, I don't know, like a minute left, so let me make just one comment. We've been able to clean up, you or us have been able to clean up Yuba Street. Uh-huh. It was horrible, as you know, for a while. It's clean now, but there's complaints coming in from all over, everywhere else. Is there ever going to be a day that we can say that we don't have this these numerous people camping, starting fires?
I would say that Prop 47 and 57 drastically changed